Praise the Lord. Let me use a few minutes and explain something we want to do. Amen. Listen, I try by all means to follow God very systematically. Our family deliverance actually ended yesterday. Listen, today is the ceiling. Listen very well, so that you flow. The nonsense that is going on in the Christian world has made some of us that are truly called to preach the gospel, made it very difficult for us to preach the gospel now. So it's so difficult. We have so much job to do to truly return the heart of the people to the faith of our apostolic fathers. Very difficult. We have been misdirected. Where we find true salvation, where we find true deliverance. Amen. Where we find true deliverance, the devil with false doctrine and carnal preachers have taken us away. And we are chasing. Hallelujah. Isaiah called it broken system that cannot hold water. You are looking for deliverance. You have problem and you don't know where to go. Somebody will tell you, come to my church. When you hear anybody telling you, come to my church, you receive deliverance, he's misdirecting you. There is no deliverance in any church, including Bride Assembly. There is no deliverance here. It's a common building. You need deliverance. Hey, go and meet one great prophet, Prophet Sunday in Benin. I think he's from Benin. Go there. That's what they tell you. Go there. People have, and it's all the devil that did that. When you hear me sing some of the songs in our hymn book, you don't know that those songs are gospel to me. They are gospel songs. Listen. Everywhere I go, here or abroad, I remind God what he told me years back. And when he told me, I turned to my wife and I told her, see what I am hearing. This ministry was just about 1 year old. And I said, anywhere you go to minister, and my seed is there, I will give them the Holy Ghost. And from that day until now, every program I go, I end it with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Among those prophetic gifts that I have given testimony was, I've said that some of you have heard me before, that my life is a prophecy fulfilled. As an unbeliever, I was preparing to get married in 1985. And I wedded in 1986 to one small girl, 22 years old. I think she was 21 when we started the preparation. And I sent her to the UK to go for our wedding shopping. And of all the gifts she will bring to me, she brought 3 souvenirs. One carved with brass. One was a candle stand. One and the another one, but the candle stand was in the form of a sword. And another one was a key. And another one was a flying eagle. 3 souvenirs. It didn't mean anything to me. And she herself, she's an Igbo speaking woman. Until years later, as this ministry took root, and the Spirit of God began to let us understand how He works, the usual way He works with people, then I began to give interpretation to what the Lord was speaking to me prophetically. First and foremost, she's Igbo speaking, and a woman is typed by a church. A church is typed by a woman. I didn't know God was telling me that I was going to pastor a church that will be largely Igbo speaking people. Has it come to pass? It was a prophecy. And then we have the message of the hour. We are known with that symbol of an eagle. God was telling me I was God's own. Eagle is a prophet, that I am his prophet. And when we say prophet, you are looking at people who give vision. Anybody that said, thus said the Lord, I was going to be a preacher of the word of God. That is that eagle anointing. And also, that candlestand was that I was going to bear a light that will shine for everybody to see. And it is the light of the gospel of salvation. Hallelujah. And it is a sword, which is the word of God. And finally, there was a key, and it is that key that makes me remember that. She gave me a key that had 5 hangers on the key. And 5 means grace. And it had a chain there. And on one side of the key was written London. Another side was written Paris. And what does that key mean? That key, hallelujah, that key there makes me remember that in Matthew 16, Christ gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. What is this key to the kingdom? The key, a key unlocks a door to enter somewhere or to come out of somewhere. And that key that was given to Peter, he applied it first on the day of Pentecost. It was not in the upper room. He applied it. When they asked him, men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2:38 is the key to the kingdom of heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if God gave me a key to the kingdom, hallelujah, that means through my ministry, He is going to bring people into His kingdom. That was the prophecy. I only get to realize it some few years back. And that's why I take my ministry very seriously. I will not joke with it. For it is a life-given ministry. Praise the Lord. Eternal life-given ministry. And every seed of God that comes across my ministry gets excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a ministry that connects you to heaven. Glory be to God. It is a ministry that takes you from darkness to light. and it's written London and Paris. And one day I told my wife, I said, look at this ministry. It's like this ministry is going to be international. And today, it is an international ministry. Hallelujah. And the first place that we started prospering the ministry is in Europe. And it is not because I saw it, that's why I went to Europe. They were the ones calling me to come. Hallelujah. They are the ones calling me to come. Naturally, I don't like to travel. I don't like traveling at all. I can stay in this Lagos without going anywhere for years. I travel only when it is necessary. But some people, it's a hobby. They love traveling. They like to go know the whole world. You know, I was telling somebody some time ago. I said, people will say he went abroad. He went abroad. People don't know that every trip I travel abroad, I land from airport to hotel, from hotel to the venue for the program, from the venue to the program, back to the hotel, from the hotel again, back to the venue, then back to the hotel, from hotel to the airport, I am back to Lagos. Where are you coming from? I'm coming from Germany. I only know road to the airport and to the hotel. Even chance, they will beg me, wait 2 more days now, at least see the town now. I say, I beg, wait and bring me come, I don't do finish, make I go back to my town. Praise the Lord. So it's not because of any prophecy I went, I don't force any prophecy to come to me, I watch it. And when it comes to me, I say, oh, this is that which was spoken concerning me. You know why I'm saying this? So that somebody will take seriously the privilege to be under this ministry now. You miss this, you are missing a great opportunity to settle your life concerning your eternal destination. And he gave me the key. What is a key? It's like he gave me a secret, a revelation. That is the key on the screen. That is what this woman went, but she didn't even know what she was doing. Why will your fiance send you for shopping? And then of all the things you buy, you don't buy your shoe, you don't buy your cloth. Now these 3 things only. Up all the money where he pack, he give you to go. See the thing where you go buy, he come. Praise God. See her. Now she be that. See her. All the thing where you go London, go spend, finish. You even went two times. See the thing where you buy, come for me. You didn't know it was God leading you. Leading you. That this man where you marry, that is the eagle. It's a flying eagle. Hallelujah. That is the eagle. And all this, I take this very seriously. God talks to us in various ways. I take these things he spoke to me concerning my life very seriously. The Lord told me when I was just 13, 14 years old, the last day, and that is the lamp you are seeing there, the lamp stand, look at it there, like a sword hanging there, and that is at the end there, that is where you put the candle, and that candle is burning now. And one of these days, the candle light will burn out, and we shall be with him there in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And when I was just 13, 14 years, the Lord showed me and spoke to me things that will come to pass. And the last thing that he said was that the last stage of my life, I will serve him. And he gave me a book to follow him. Today, I know what that book is. It is the Bible. It is the Bible. He gave me and told me to follow him. He was not following me. I was following him anywhere I go. I said, Father, I have followed you to Europe. I have followed you to this place. I have followed you. You are not following me. Now me follow you. Because I make reference to that revelation. And therefore, while you see me take the work of my ministry seriously, it's because I know I am in the perfect will of God. And there will be results. The result is not healing and deliverance. The result is eternal life. It's eternal life. When people come to me, instead of listening to what I am saying, they are watching what I am doing. If it is anointing you are looking for that brought you here, I can give you an address of where the anointing is flowing and overflowing. If it's prophecy you are looking for, I can show you, give you an address, help you, give you even transport money to go there. You will get it overflowing. If it is healing you are looking for, overflowing. But there's something I have. And such as I have, I give it to you. It is the revelation of God's plan for salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, so I am not a religious person. I am on an assignment given to me from my Father above to preach the gospel, and it is the gospel of the cross. For that is where the matter was settled. Every problem you have, including the problem your family has, was settled at the cross. I have no other message than the message of the cross. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. So when I'm preaching like this, I heard it. He said, if my elect are there, that's predestination. Election by foreknowledge. If they are here, even now, he's going to give you the Holy Ghost. If they are here now. That is the reason why we have a whole program for the baptism of the Holy Ghost only once in a year, in the month of June. One prayer point. Give me the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So important. Once every year. And it's so important until that program we started, hallelujah, with a 21-day fast. 21 days fasting. Giving it all the seriousness it deserves. For why shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and lose your soul. You came to this world naked. You will go back naked. Amen. So what is all this fight? At the detriment of your soul, you are searching for things that will decay here. Killing yourself. But you don't have time for your spiritual life anymore. Amen. I stress this. If you are not ready to go to heaven yet, don't bother to come to this ministry, because here, I will tell you things, not the way you want to hear, but the way God wants you to hear. I don't have you to hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I warn people. You know, this spirit of religion, people come to church and then instead of trying by all means, do everything and let God recognize you and know you, they do everything to come close to the pastor, for the pastor to recognize them. And when they are scheming that, their scheme to come near me, I'll be looking. I say, see this one. Denominational hangover. Your pastor may know you, and Christ may not know you. There must be a reason why you want the pastor to know you. But how does your knowing your pastor got to do with your reason for coming to church? If you want to join a social club, Rotary Club is there. Your town union is there. Your professional union is there. Tonight is a targeted message. So there is somebody this message is targeting. If that person is here, shout, I am the one. I didn't say everybody, say I am the one. Say, if you are the target for this message now, Say, I am the one. Eh? You know, the time is too short for God to catch his own. So some of us, he catch us by force. Including sending you to the prison yard first. Eh? Any ex-prisoner here? Women know they go prison like men. You say, you know one here, Abby? You will make sure you send you to the prison. You don't go prison before. Eh?
No, sir.
But your eye look like... Praise the Lord. You see why he... Let me tell you, that's the mystery I'm trying to tell you. Do you see why he arrests some people? Like the way he arrests this one. See the way he catches this one. Now, in the denomination, they will say she's possessed. That's why. She's not possessed. This is a seed of God battling with her father. Hallelujah. The time is too short. Too short. It is evening light message. The time is too short. Everyone whose name is written in the book of life, one way or the other, he will catch you. He knows how to catch every one of us. Father, don't catch them yet. Make her finish preaching first. Papa, don't catch them now. Papa, wait. Make her tell them something first. Now, my papa, now, he be my papa. Anything I tell her to do, now he go do. Papa, leave them first. Make her talk something to them. So that they go hear what they talk. People don't even understand what salvation is anymore. Listen, church. When you come to a ministry like this, you are coming to an end time message believing church. We have a message in this end time, and it is that message we are giving you, and the message is a message of restoration. And there is no restoration until there is a fall away. Listen very well. The prophecy that was given in a parable by the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33, in case somebody is seeing it for the first time, can we read it? Another parable spake he, Jesus, unto them. Jesus was the one that spoke this. He was telling them about what will go on in the church ages. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, yeast, which a woman is church, took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leaven. That 3 measures of meal is the 3 works of grace. Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He took these 3 works of grace and took leaven, is false doctrine, and corrupted it until the process of salvation has been totally messed up. But there shall be restoration. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And if I tell you the mystery of this corruption, it will take us another time. But the important thing is this. The 3 works of grace, who corrupted it? Which woman? Is the Roman Catholic Church. They started that nonsense. Replace it. That was when idolatry and Christianity married together to produce what they call today the Catholic Church. Are you speaking against the church? I am preaching Bible. Am I a politician? I'm telling you what the Bible says. Don't be me talking now. Bible. Jesus himself knew it will happen. That is why you sit down here and teach correct water baptism. People are listening to you like this. Listening. What are you saying? The error has gone too far. What is justification? The extent by which you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. An ordinance is given to that effect. What is sanctification? Without the holiness, no man will see God. You can't come to God anyhow. And what does he use to clean us? The Bible says we are washed by the washing of the water. By the what? What do we bath with is the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. When the word is taken from you, what gives you power to live a life pleasing before God is no more there. And that is why Christianity is in the estate that it is today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are married to your church instead of marrying to the Bible. That's why as long as your church doesn't see it, you will never see it. Even if they show you word for word, line for line in the Bible, as long as your geo doesn't see, you can never see it. And that is the truth. Listen, church. God brought you here for the footstep of the righteous is ordered of God. Hallelujah. And he can use anything to lead you to the fountain of living water. Drink it and have life. And have it more abundantly. Listen, church. The whole world, Nigeria, America, wherever, listen, there will be never, this will never get better in this world. Including natural disasters, political upheavals, economic meltdowns, whatever terminologies you use, things will continue to go worse and worse and worse and worse. If you ever have hope on anything man can do, the Bible called the period he gave to man to take care of this earth as the times of the Gentiles. Divided into four kingdoms. In the days of the last kingdom, the fourth kingdom, which is the Roman kingdom, that is the period that stone that was hewed without hands, seen in Daniel chapter 2, by Nebuchadnezzar in that dream. That is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to establish righteousness on earth in the millennium. It is in that day, in the days of that last kingdom, that Christ will come. And we are in that time now. Things will happen. Men will be running up and down. No peace. Things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And people are looking for solutions. And they are preferring one thing or the other. One association of the other. One league of the other. It is all attempt of man to survive. But let me tell you, there is no other resting place than in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, come to me, all ye that labor. Labor what? Whatever problem you have. We inherited it from Adam and Eve. And the solution was on the cross. The second work of grace, without holiness, no man will see God. And people are thinking to see God is to see testimony of healing and deliverance, anointing, falling down, and things like that. That's another mystery entirely. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it is caused by the same Roman system. The third work of grace is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it is God's finished work of redemption. He has finished with you. As far as salvation is concerned, when you have received the Holy Ghost. Somebody, that gift that you have is for you. Hey, is for you to stand in the gap for your family. It's for you and your family to benefit from it. To benefit from it. God gave me a gift, a healing gift, a deliverance gift. Every member of my family. Every member of my family. Except, I don't know, under my roof, if you are sick, I pray for you. You must be healed. Everyone. And the one where I not take play, when you see, you hear, say, person, the enter spirit, may the thing come touch my wife. May the thing come touch my wife. After I followed Joseph, see the wahala where he suffered to get the wife from him, he say, then me, I go come lose my wife, come start all over. Suffer again. Lie. We go stay together. Till Jesus come and take the two of us home together. Any demon will come near my wife, lie, you are in trouble. Talk less, make any man. Make I see you wink your eye. Anyway, age don't go, sir. Nobody will come near you again. The same thing with you. Before they come, you will have a dream. You will see it. It's a gift. Hallelujah. Have you not seen sometimes when you are sleeping, you will wake up speaking in tongues? And you are wondering why. What happened? The next day in the morning, you receive a call from the village. What happened? Last night, Mama miraculously woke up. Which hour? She was attacked. She nearly go. We cried that time. We tried calling. And you say, what time? When they mention the time, then you remember when you were speaking in tongue without knowing what was going on. It was the spirit praying. It is a gift. The best gift anybody can have for prayer is speaking in tongue. Another best gift you can have is faith. It's faith. And every one of us here that have a gift, after this program, that gift will begin to catch fire. I said the gift will begin to catch fire. The Lord will so baptize you with fire that when you just enter that compound, anything buried there will be destroyed. The Lord will baptize somebody with fire. Your clothes will be fire. Your voice will be fire. Your shoe will be fire. Your eye will be fire. Your hair will be fire. Everything will be fire. When you go to your compound, fire will flow. That was made possible through the cross. Sit down first.